Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This is just going to touch your heart. This is who we serve. You know, people who don't know God or who are against God, they create some sort of, you know, fiction thing that's not even real, like, you know, Christians are perfect, or, you know, they don't make any mistakes, or, you know, once you've failed, you can never be, you know, brought out again, or that the Christians don't sin, or I've done so much, God cannot even save me. And the truth is, you know, every man's fallen short. Everybody, all of us. And not only, I like T.D. Jakes, what he said. He said, you know, I did some things before I got saved. I did some things after I got saved. You know, forget about Satan. God help me from me.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's the grace of God that keeps us. God forgives sin. But this is man, right? This man, his name is Mark Outing. And you would think he was the furthest away from the Lord. But look, I want you to hear his testimony. It will just bless your heart how he met God. Take a look.
You can spend $6.99, get yourself a good, juicy burger, get you some fries and some onion rings, and that'll be a piece of heaven. Come to Mark's Outing and eat our burger, and if you don't like it, I'll give you all your money back. It ain't the best burger you ever ate. You often see me sometimes when it really gets busy, rushing to the back, throwing on an apron, just beginning to move fast, talk fast. It's just exciting, but when I look back on my life, you know, I've had enemies in my life, a lot of enemies, and it really, really got way out there. I've done things that I'm ashamed to even share. It'd be a club brawl, it'd be a fight, it'd be a shootout, whatever it took. I had a group of guys, we wanted to be rappers. Our name, PKO, it was actually like drug weights, you know, like pounds, kilos, ounces. The desire to succeed was at such a high rate that I would have sold my soul to get to the top. We got ourselves in a bunch of hairy situations. It wouldn't be anything for me to have $10,000 to $15,000 in my pocket. It became more than just rap. Now it's really about drugs. Once we got to that situation, things took off. I mean, we began to make a lot of money. Porsches, Benzes, big dookie chains that cost a lot of money, diamond rings, watches, houses. We began to buy very, very popular nightclubs. And at that time, I thought, this is it. This is the life. Gaining cars, girls, jewelry. I was having a lot of fun. It seemed like the party was all good. Hanging out with the buddies was all good. But then I'm laying in my bed at night. It's me and my conscience. And my conscience is saying, this is not well. And me thinking, let me go buy something. I buy a Porsche. I get excited for a week, but it wouldn't leave me alone that something wasn't right. There was a problem. That thought of not being satisfied, it just wouldn't go away. Well, when you look back on it, there's a hunger in my heart that these things are not filling. I took a liking to a girl, and so I would follow this girl to church. I went to church, and the preacher began to preach about how, unless I had this Christ, that I was going to be condemned to hell. The Bible says, repent and believe the gospel. I was really blown away by that. I was thinking, me? Going to hell? What is this man talking about? You know, growing up in church, Sunday after Sunday, you got a Bible, you dressed up. That's what I thought church was. That's what you do. You put tithes in the basket. That's what you do. And it wasn't that way this time. This time I'm there, and the Lord's allowing me to see my true condition, and my true condition that I was not right with God. That's scary. You know, it's real scary to just think I'm at odds with my Creator. But this particular time, I began to cry out to the Lord, Lord, save me, forgive me, help me. And the glorious thing was God did just that. He awakened me, he opened my eyes. God gave me new life. It moved you to tears to know that the loss that a person has to go through in life sometimes just to for God to bring them to that point. And it moves you to tears to know that people are blind, like I was. The only way, the only truth, the only life is found in Christ. He saved sinners, came into the world to save sinners. That's good news.
Totally awesome.
Wow.
This is God. This is the Lord who saved me. It's the Lord to save you.
Yes.
That's the Lord that can save you. No matter where you are, what condition you're in, and you may be at the top of your so-called game, but when you go to bed at night, I mean, you got to have music, you got to have your television going. Something's got to happen. Noise has got to happen. If not, if you just get quiet, you can't live with quietness, because you don't have the peace that you have in God.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. You know, I didn't even feel like, maybe you just turned on a program and you're just watching this TV or someone sent this to you. Listen, you know, God's trying to get a hold of you, and don't resist the promptings of God, you know. Don't have a hard heart towards him. He loves you, has a plan for your life, and say yes, and he won't steer you wrong.
And it's, you know, and nothing satisfies outside of him. God has created everything, and he didn't create anything that would replace him.
Mm.
Men think they can replace God with things, but every time, no matter who it is, they find out all the money in the world, all the power, all the whatever, it just doesn't replace him. You know what we did? We took the time to share a few of our testimonies on Meet My Father. Mm-hmm. You see, what God wanted a relationship with us. And he did that. He made that possible by giving his son as a sacrifice for us. This is what he did. This is who Jesus is. That's why all this religion wars out here is against Jesus, because he's the real thing. He's the Son of God, the creator of the universe. And God loved you so much, loves me, John, and all those that are watching, and you that's watching and listening, that he gave his son for you. And Jesus was born. His mother was Mary. His father was God.
Mm.
Think about that. And he was born a virgin birth, because that's how God chose to bring about his son here on earth. He was the father. He determines the blood types. Mary was a young girl, and God's spirit overshadowed her, and his seed was in her womb, and she began to carry God, Emmanuel, God with us. Then he was born weak. I mean, think about it. He's God enough to hold the universe together, but yet man enough where he can't even hold his own head up. He allowed himself, he took on such a humbling humanity. I mean, think about it. If we were going, like, I'm not going to come as an infant, because you'll probably smack me or something will go wrong. You know, off me somewhere. But God said, I'm going to come as you come. He came. He's God enough to hold, you know, create this woman, his mother, and to create the milk that flows from her breast. But yet, he's infant enough, dependent upon the milk that flows.
Mm.
He had to be nourished by the very thing he created, and he walked as we walked, and so. That's the thing about Jesus. You know, he didn't just show up and say, you know, this is how it has to be. He walked, and he was tempted in every way. He went through all the stuff that we go through, even more so. I mean, this is a luxury environment compared to the way it was even then.
Yeah.
I mean, he felt the infirmities. He knows what you're going through. And everybody convinced you that God don't know what you're going through, because you're going through something strange. It's all the same. There's not any unique thing. It's all bad outside of him, and it's difficult. But with him, he said, I wanted to feel that. And he tells us, he says, listen, we don't have a high priest, Jesus, who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, our failures, our mistakes. But we have one that was tempted in every way, just like we are. Yet he did it without making a mistake, no sins. And he said, therefore, we can actually go to him, because he did that for us, boldly. I mean, think about that. In our time of need, which means we may have made a mistake, we may have failed, we may have sinned, may have saw something, touched something, went somewhere with something, and we shouldn't have done that. And we could say, you know, I need forgiveness.
Mm.
And he goes, forgiven. Peter says, how many times we got to do this, Jesus?
Yeah.
Seven times?
Yeah.
Right? And this is not the max, but he's trying to drive the points. No, 7 times 7, right? 7 mm-hmm. times 70.
Mm-hmm.
And some people adding that up, you know. It's like, no, this is how forgiving our God is. He loves you so much. And so we shared some of our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. It's meetmyfather.org. And I want to encourage you to make a decision, the same decision that Mark made, that I made, that John made, and the others have made, to say, you know what? I want to be in relationship with God, and I'm not all that, but Jesus is all that. And if I accept him, if I realize, like Mark said, I'm at odds with God, and I don't want to be at odds with the Creator. I want to be in harmony with the Creator, and that means through his Son. That's just saying, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. So you got to say, Jesus, I want you. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me. I want to be a part of the family. Begin to draw me into yourself. I want to be your disciple. That's how simple it is. I want to be your follower. I want to be part of the family. I want to be forgiven. You know what he says? Forgiven. At that moment, you're part of the family. Now, we have some information for you at meetmyfather.org that can help you, you know, what you're doing, what you've just done, and how to get connected. You know, you need to begin to breathe. Breathing really is like praying, talking to God. You know, you got to begin to breathe as a new creation in Christ Jesus. You need to get warm. That means you need to get into fellowship with other believers that that are following the Lord and have a heart for the Lord and his word. And you start reading the word. We have a simple plan for you to begin to just hang out with God. We call it abide. You know, you can hang out with him. And a lot of people want to do that, but they just need a simple plan to do that. We have that for you at iabide.org. It's an awesome plan. It's free. Request it. It'll be sent to you automatically in your email. And it'll begin to walk you in a simple abiding process. And your life will be totally transformed.
Yeah.
Totally transformed when you begin to abide with God. You don't need all this stuff that, you know, men have created. You know, you need to be in right relationship with God, right in relationship with his body, you know, fellow believers, and his word, and begin to abide with him, and things will just transition in your life. John, can you close us out?
Yes. Lord, we just thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity to be with our viewers and together, Lord, as we're just keeping the conversation focused upon you, Lord. We just ask for you to continue to do the glorious work that you're doing all across the country. You're stirring, God, believers' hearts. And Lord, no matter what man may try to, you know, go after, Lord, we know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we ask you, Lord, to end abortion, end the innocent shedding of blood. Yes. And we cry out today, Lord, for a third great awakening that will crisscross this nation and the world for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.